Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President-elect Joe Biden is putting together his senior communications team. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Biden tapped seven women to handle the White House messaging.
Jen Psaki, who served as communications director in President Obama's White House, will serve as press secretary, while Kate Bedingfield, another veteran of the Obama administration, will be White House communications director. Karine Jean-Pierre, who is Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's chief of staff, will serve as principal deputy press secretary for the president-elect. In a statement, Biden said, "Communicating directly and truthfully to the American people is one of the most important duties of a president, and this team will be entrusted with the tremendous responsibility of connecting the American people to the White House." Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Meanwhile, Biden saw the doctor today after twisting his ankle while playing with his dog this weekend. His team says the visit was out of an abundance of caution. In Wisconsin, recounts requested by the Trump campaign have resulted in a slight increase in votes for President-elect Biden. From member station WUWM, Ayan Silver reports the recounts took place in two heavily Democratic counties.
The recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties resulted in a net gain of 87 votes for Biden. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says, in general, ballots tossed out were missing a voter signature, a witness signature, or an address. McDonald, a Democrat, praised election officials and poll workers and says the results were expected.
Really, this incredible level of transparency should provide reassurance to the public that the election was run properly and accurately, and there was no fraud.
The Trump campaign asked officials to keep logs of certain categories of ballots and is expected to sue over some long-standing practices. The state's deadline to certify the election is Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Ayan Silver in Milwaukee.
Despite pleas from health officials to stay home this Thanksgiving, millions of people took to the air and to the roads. This is the coronavirus surges around the country. NPR's Amy Held reports officials are now worried about the spread of the virus as people return home.
In the week leading up to Thanksgiving, TSA says it screened more than a million daily passengers, three times. The government's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, told NBC's Meet the Press that exposure on top of Thanksgiving gatherings will likely worsen coronavirus spread.
We expect, unfortunately, as we go for the next couple of weeks into December, that we might see a surge superimposed upon that surge that we're already in.
Many Americans are, however, opting to lay low. The 1,070,000 air passengers on Thanksgiving Eve were down by about 1.5 million from the year before. Amy Held, NPR News.
Asia markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow is up about 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News. In Afghanistan, at least 34 people were killed, several others injured, in two separate suicide bomb attacks in Ghazni province today. Officials say a military base and a provincial chief were the targets. There are no immediate claims of responsibility. The attack took place as Afghan government representatives and the Taliban hold face-to-face talks in Qatar for the first time to end the country's decades-long war. But there has been a sharp rise in violence this year and a surge of attacks by the Taliban against Afghanistan's beleaguered security forces since the start of those peace talks started in September. Coronavirus-related closures have hit the entertainment industry hard. Disney plans to lay off tens of thousands as its theme parks take an economic hit. But as Carly Huckles from member station KUNC reports, many national parks have seen visitor numbers soar in recent months.
Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks recorded their highest ever number of visitors for the month of October. More than 360,000 paying guests went to Yellowstone, an increase of 110% from the same time last year. Grand Teton to the south broke its previous October record with more than 350,000 visitors. In Colorado, the record-breaking Cameron Peak and East Troublesome wildfires, largely contained but still burning, have kept many people away from Rocky Mountain National Park. October visitor numbers in that park are down by 25% from last year. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in positive territory. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.